Support of KQED's podcasts is provided by Stitcher Radio for the iPhone and BlackBerry. Public radio programs and podcasts are available on demand with the Stitcher app. Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. The Stitcher app is available at Stitcher.com.
A recent illness made me realize how being sick is like traveling. Although there is a lot of lying around and a great amount of fluid consumption, resort travel is not what I have in mind. It's more like being abducted by foreign agents and whisked away to some other country. In this new country, nothing is quite the same. Smells, tastes, the food is different, and nothing seems to operate as usual. Your schedule is thrown off. You sleep when usually you would be working, and you're startled when you awake and see what time it is. Health is now the old country, the homeland, the place you came from, and the place where, apparently, you took way too much for granted. You want desperately to get back, but unlike a vacation, there is none of the certainty, however bittersweet, of a set return date. Every day, millions of us take this sort of journey. For most, it's a short trip. You only need to pack an overnight bag. But far too many find themselves in distant lands, like the place we call Cancer, a continent whose interior remains mysterious and unmapped. Unfortunately, there are never enough round-trip tickets for these trips. But those who have been exiled there follow in the tradition of expatriates everywhere and band together for support and friendship. And when they do return, it is to a hero's welcome. Illness, like travel, has its educational benefits. A few days of listless shuffling about the house gave me, I think, some insight into what life in my late 80s may be like. I can't say that I'm looking forward to my relocation there. And shouldering my relatively light load of discomfort has renewed my empathy for those who go through every day bearing the burden of the incurable and the chronic, as well as my respect for those who help them. I have returned as travelers always have from arduous journeys, hungry for the familiar cuisine, anxious to see my friends, and suddenly appreciative of those habits that make up my daily routine. But don't get me wrong, it may have been an interesting trip, but I still like Italy better. With a perspective, this is Paul Staley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.